This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers, and welcome here if you are just tuning in. This episode has been swirling around in my brain matter for the past week because I am currently on holiday for Thanksgiving. If you're listening after the fact, triggers are always going to be portals and your family is always going to push those buttons, so this is holiday specific for right now, but it's also totally going to treat you the same in every season of your life. So, the holidays and triggers, and you are being rubbed the wrong way, and your entire body feels prickly. It's Thanksgiving week, and you know what that means. You're about to walk into a house where someone still thinks you're 16, dramatic, sensitive, and bad with money. And before you go flipping that Thanksgiving table over and putting pie in someone's face, take a deep breath. And understand that your triggers are portals. They don't mean that you've regressed. They don't mean that the work that you've been doing, the therapy you've been paying for, and all of the things you've been uncovering in your life aren't worth it. They just mean that you are human and that you are always going to be triggered, especially by family and especially in the holiday season. Here's the thing about the holidays and this time of year that has always rubbed me the wrong way. Nature is slowing down. Nature is going within. Nature is becoming dormant in a way that only internal growth that can't be measured is what's happening, rather than blooms and leaves and things happening on the external. And we are mirroring nature. Our growth right now is internal. It is under the surface. It is not something that you can easily see. And while we are doing this internal growth and this slowing down and this mirroring of nature, societally, we are pressed and pressured to do the most, to be the most, to go to all of the places and the functions and the events and get on the plane and drive across the country and go, go, go. And our bodies are wanting to do the opposite. So first trigger, A of all, is the season. Just as a whole, this season carries so much pressure, it carries so much grief for those who can't be here, for what we don't have, for the gatherings that we aren't at, for the ways that we don't want to show up and be seen, and for the ways that we are, in a way, familially obligated to. And so, rather than think that you are not making progress or that you're going to slide back 10 years once you walk in that door, give yourself permission to understand that triggers are portals. Triggers are portals. Triggers are portals. Triggers are portals. Triggers mean you're human. Triggers are proof that you are not a numb robot. And in the age of AI, isn't it always kind of nice to know that you haven't been abducted and made a robot by some weird company that you don't even know about? You are human. You are going to be triggered. It's fucking natural. So don't fight it and don't be so hard on yourself this holiday season or any time that you are around family or in large gatherings. Because here's the wild thing. Families have a freaky ability to resurrect the oldest version of you, like they're summoning the ghost of your past self. We are imprinted by our family. And that is what we revert back to when we're around them. We become that child. We become insecure. We become nagging or whatever it is. This is natural. And it's good to know going into a season that is full of family affairs that you don't have to panic. And you don't have to lock yourself in a corner or take breaks in the bathroom to breathe. I mean, yes, of course, bathroom breaks to breathe are great. But there's also a way to go about this that you don't feel like your skin is crawling the whole time when your aunt asks you when you're getting married again or your uncle comments on your body. There are so many ways to stay in your power, in your sovereignty, and to remind yourself that you are not unhealed. You are just getting practice in the work that you've been doing. Anyone can be spiritual on a mountaintop like I talked about in last week's Sacred Rage episode. But if you can be spiritual and centered and regulated in the midst of chaos, that is when you know that all that therapy that you fucking paid for is actually working. And this is proof that yes, your triggers are leading you to a deeper part of yourself to give you an opportunity to respond rather than react in a way that you've actually been preparing for, that you've actually been practicing for. Like, you have been training for this moment your entire life to walk into a familial situation where you are triggered up, down, left, right, in every single which way. You are made to feel like you're 16 again, and you get to actually practice what you've been working on. So buckle up, because this is the real rodeo. I was reading an article the other day about why the holidays turn us into emotional werewolves, and the researcher basically said your body remembers your family before your mind does. And that really hit. Because when you're back in your childhood kitchen, or someone uses that tone, or your grandma pinches your cheek and says, oh, you're just so cute and chubby, or all of these things that used to happen when we were children that we aren't around anymore because we've grown up, moved out, moved across country, moved wherever, have full-ass lives, careers, families, you name it, we still revert to being a child in these situations sometimes. And it can be really hard, and it can be really bothersome when you think, I've done all this work and this is happening, or I was doing so well, but this is now putting me back to where I was. And yeah, sure, that can happen. You can have regressions in the work that you've done. But when you go in knowing, when you go in prepared, you allow yourself to hold space for what you know is inevitably coming, rather than react and freak out about it and put yourself, you know, on everybody's shit list. And while you're just trying to butter a dinner roll, you're also having to defend your body or your non-existent partner, or when you're going to have kids, or why your kids are running around being crazy, or whatever it is that you think that you have to defend when you are just trying to get fed and keep your shit together. Triggers feel disproportionate because they're not about the moment. They're about the memory underneath the moment. That's why when so many people get upset, you're like, okay, well, this is not about, you know, the spilled milk. This is about something that happened a long time ago that is now being triggered by this spilled milk. And being truly aware of that is how you are going to get through any situation where you feel really uncomfortable in terms of family and not lose your shit. Because we don't want to go back. We don't want to react in the same ways. And we don't want to feel like at the end of the day, all of the work that we did is null and void because we got so fucking triggered and we lost our shit and now we proved everyone right. Triggers aren't proof that you're weak. They're proof that you are working, that you are doing this. And if you can be aware of them when they happen, that is the true gold. We've been taught that being triggered means you're failing at healing. And that's just not right. It doesn't mean that you're going backwards. It means that you are doing something that is still coming up and you get the opportunity to address it differently. The nervous system reacts faster than consciousness, which basically means your body hits the oh hell no point before your brain even realizes that whoever is being shady to you again. This is not an overreaction. It's overdue. It's a place that you have been being called that you haven't gotten the opportunity to go to because maybe you don't have these situations around you in your daily life. And it's like, all right, well, all systems go. Let's put this shit into practice because we've been doing therapy all year and shadow work and listening to podcasts and going on retreats and dancing it out and journaling and affirmations and meditating and all of the things. But like, what good is all of that if you're not actually using it in the situations that you need it most? So it's time to use it. It's time to see that all of this shadowy depth is here for you to actually use. The most triggering thing for me this season is that I don't have my dad. My dad is not here for the first holidays ever. He died the day after Christmas in 2024. And this is the first Thanksgiving. This is also the week of my parents' anniversary, which would be 46 years. And I am being triggered by dads. Like, just in general, I am here in Florida with my husband's family. And just the fact that the dad is here, like my father-in-law is present. He gets to experience this. He gets to be here. Is so triggering in a way that I just want my dad. And I feel jealous that they get to have theirs. And I'm starting to cry. But everything is always going to bring something up. And it's not that anything is happening here. It's just that I am happening. I'm happening to go through the hardest time because I don't have my dad. And getting to see people with theirs, I just think, fuck, I miss my dad. I cannot believe he's here. My brain is still having such a hard time reckoning with the fact that he's gone. And I know I'm not alone. I know we've all lost someone. I know the holidays are the hardest times because, yes, we're traveling in chaos and family and triggers and all of that, but also there's loss. There's an undercurrent of who's not here, of what places are empty at the dinner table, whether that be grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, parents, spouses, whatever. There is someone missing, and that inherently is triggering as fuck. So wherever you're at in this whole holiday debacle, wherever you're at in all of the things that are happening right now in this season, you're not alone. We're all experiencing some level of something, but we don't have to do it alone, and you don't have to allow yourself to think that you are moving backwards and that this is just gonna undo all of the work that you've done. What I mean by triggers are portals is that they show you exactly where your younger self and your old self is carrying the weight, exactly where that old story is still running the show. When we have programming that runs so deep from trauma, from difficult situations, from whatever it may be, it's ingrained. It becomes muscle memory, like a knee-jerk reaction. And when you're in this space of being consistently triggered by things happening around you, like the holidays, you start reverting back because that's what's known. And I've talked about this a lot, but it's like a rut in a muddy dirt road from like a wagon wheel, right? Olden days. That rut is the easiest place to put the wagon wheel because it's tried, it's true, it's deep, it's straight, it's strong. But if you get out of that, that's where you can move. You can get off the road. You can go off-roading. You can explore. You can do all these things. But when you're stuck in that rut, it's just where you automatically go. It's where water rushes, right? This is the place that is the most familiar, the most comfortable because it's known. And so that's what we go back to. And that's where we are carrying the weight because that old story is running the show and every past version of you is whispering, can we please look at this? Because now that you are doing the work, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're doing some kind of work. This is where you put it into practice. And this is where you call yourself out and in. And whether that means you need to step away and scream into a towel in the bathroom or a pillow in grandma's closet or whatever, this is getting it out of you so that you don't react when you get those comments, so that you don't get into difficult conversations that you think you need to throw wine in someone's face, as tempting as it may be. You are being given an opportunity to heal, to open, to deepen, to anchor, and to expand. Because when shit happens, that is when your work is put into practice the most. So how do you know when you're being triggered? I mean, obviously it's really uncomfortable, but it's the recognition of it. When a trigger hits, instead of what's wrong with me, try, oh, I recognize this. This feels familiar and I know exactly what this is. Have that second step of recognition before you react, before you say anything, before you open your mouth. Allow yourself to recognize and identify that it is an older version of you, that it is someone that you used to be, that you are no longer, and you can just say, oh, there you are. You were not invited to this party. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to see you out. And take a breath because you are giving yourself so much by doing this and allowing yourself to take a step back before you fully dive in. And this recognition of, oh, this is old, is going to help you dispel it immediately because you're not going to give in to the wave of rage or of anger or of trying to prove yourself or of trying to just like have the last word and finally put a nail in this fucking coffin that you've been hearing for the last 20 years. Because family can do that. They keep things rolling And older family members will always see you as young. So when you share something that you're like, oh, this great thing happened at work, and they're like, oh, that's cute, and they dismiss you, it's because they still see you as a child, and it's hard to understand that you are now a full grown-ass adult. So the first step you want to do is recognition. Take a breath, say hello, old self. You are not invited. Let's show you out. And then maybe you need to go outside and take a breath. You need to step away. You need to go scream into a pillow. You need to get another helping of mashed potatoes and just have yourself a really happy little mashed potato party, because this part of you is asking for attention. Treat it like a visitor, not a villain. It is not here to tear you down. It is here to reflect back to you where you are not totally healed yet. And honestly, like I've talked about a million times, you're never going to be on your mountaintop. You are never going to be to a point where you are just done with healing and shadow work and triggers and all of the rest of it. So the more comfortable that you get with continuously addressing something, even if it's the same fucking thing over and over, you're going to get to a place where you have this proficiency where you don't see it as a challenge. You don't see it as something that is so urgent. You just say, oh, hey, I remember you. Nope, we're not going to be doing that today. No, thank you. I have grown. I have changed. I have moved on from that. And this is not happening. And then you reclaim yourself. You get to choose who you are right now. You're not performing your past anymore. You're not reverting to 16-year-old you, even though it can feel really easy in family situations to do that. You are standing your ground, and you get to be someone new, even if you're in an old room. Even if you are hearing the same shit over and over, you get to show up differently. You get to put your work to work. If someone comments on your body, that is your portal to sovereignty, to come back to love for yourself. If your achievements get minimized, that is your portal of being self-recognized for yourself. Of saying, I don't care what you think about this amazing thing that I'm doing. I know what weight it carries. I know the gravity that I pull in my industry, in my circles, in my sector. And I know that this is a big deal, even if you don't. When politics flare, this is your portal to power and voice, and to not try to convince people or debate them, and simply just let things go. That 75-year-old uncle who doesn't believe in human rights, he's probably not going to change his mind. So save your fucking breath, have another piece of pie, and walk away. That is being the bigger person than getting into a knockout, drag out fight with someone who is never going to change or see things your way. It gets to a point where it's just not worth it. It's not even keeping the peace. You are just like understanding and recognizing what the situation is, what it isn't, and putting your work to work. Because you realize that saying anything is only going to add fuel to the fire, and you are not here for a fight. And when you fall into feeling like you're the good one, the peacemaker, or even if you're the black sheep that everyone just wants to pick on, you get to practice boundaries. You get to say no, and you get to say, I would rather not talk about that right now, and walk away, or change the subject entirely, or just not answer. You have so many options here when it comes to responding that you totally get to choose how you show up. And sometimes it is better to just keep your mouth shut, go get a breath of fresh air, and just eat pie. Holidays are always a little interesting for me because I'm a witch and the majority of my family is very Catholic, very religious, very into God. Very into thinking that witchcraft is the devil. And so it can be hard for me to share what I'm actually doing. That's if even anyone asks, because they know, or at least they think they know what I do. So that's triggering in itself, that I have to, you know, pretend to not be all of the great things that I am and not share all of the wonderful things that I'm working on and creating and the thousands of people that I'm helping with my programs and courses and coven and podcast and events and all of these things that I am so incredibly proud of. But it's hard for me to share because they're in the realm of witchcraft. And so I get small I fawn. I pretend like I'm not a big fucking deal. I pretend like what I'm working on is just a one-liner that I'm going to say to appease and change the subject, because going into it is actually harder than just staying on the surface, staying on the outskirts, staying out of bounds so I don't actually have to talk about it. And that is something that I'm working on being fully and unapologetically myself, because since I lost my dad, I have been fearless. And I really want to carry that forward and make that part of everything that I do and everything that I share and exactly who I am, and just show up unapologetically, because I make great money doing what I do. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I am helping so many people. The testimonials, the messages about the podcast, the things from my courses, the everything that people share with me is literally life-changing. So why wouldn't I want to talk about that? Why wouldn't I want to shout that from the rooftops and be so incredibly proud of myself? But instead, I shrink and I make it palatable for other people instead of myself. And that doesn't feel good. And I want to call myself out and in on that, because I know that I'm not alone. And whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Someone somewhere is definitely feeling the same way that you are. So if something gets stirred this week or whenever you are listening to this, because family shit is always going to be there. If your chest tightens, if your shadow gets loud, pause. It's not a setback. Your triggers are portals. They are an entrance into a place where you can see that you are not broken. They are where the light gets in. Walk through with your eyes open. Allow yourself to see this as an opportunity to actually put your fucking expensive ass therapy to work. And if you need extra help, Nocturne is always here, my 3-week shadow work journey that takes you through the most beautiful, but also challenging and necessary shadow work that isn't for the faint of heart. But really, if you are wondering what's on the other side of that portal, if you are ready to time travel into who you can actually be and see your future self in all of their embodied glory of power and magic, Nocturne is for you. I'm not doing any Black Friday sales this year, but the link is down below in the show notes. I highly recommend moving through this program. It is so confronting in the best ways. You are calling yourself out. You are calling yourself in. And if you know that you are ready for this work, you feel it. You feel that tension of being in the same place that you just can't possibly stand 1 second longer. Allow yourself to move through this 3-week journey gently and fluidly and beautifully, so that you can come out on the other side embodied and in your power, and knowing that this work that you're doing is getting you closer to who you want to be. Because yes, shadow work heals trauma and it helps you remove your blocks and it does all these things. But once those blocks are removed, guess what is on the other side? The life that you've been dreaming of, the life that you've been wanting to manifest, your entire vision board is on the other side of your darkness, on the other side of shadow work. This is why I've built my entire career around this work. This is why I'm writing my next book on this. This is why this podcast exists and my courses exist in Love, Light, and Black Holes, because I know what's on the other side. And whether you're having family triggers, whether you're having trauma triggers, whether you have PTSD or you have a breakup because 2025 is ending relationships left and right like crazy, this is the time to understand that if you don't do this work, you are going to post up, anchor down, and be where you're at forever. And you don't want that. And I don't want that for you. So go dive into Nocturne. The link is below. Again, sorry I'm not doing any Black Friday sales, but I don't really have that much to put on sale, and this work is necessary. So thank you in advance, and let me know how this goes for you. And let me know what your triggers are right now. I love getting messages from the community. I love hearing what you have to say, responding to my emails, sending me DMs after I publish an episode, because this is what we're all going through, and this is how we move through this together. Because if you feel like the universe is putting you through portals on purpose right now, this is where you do the work to prove to yourself that on the other side of that portal is everything that you've wanted. So dive in. The unknown and uncertainty is where the beauty lives. This is your chance to prove to yourself that you have been doing the work, that you are human, and that you are ready for what comes after this initiation into the darkness. Good luck out there, y'all. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.